Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now is the professor from the student of the gun.
That would be
Paul Markle. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, my friend.
So you just celebrated how many views on this video that I saw referenced?
The crazy thing is, well, that's a series. We did a series called The Saigon Report. And the reason I did it was because it occurred to me a few years ago that the new generation didn't know what I knew. When I say that, I grew up in the post-Vietnam era. I mean, I was alive while the war was going on, and so were you. So, when I was 15, 16, I started reading Soldier of Fortune and Eagle and Gung Ho and all these magazines. And a lot of the authors were veterans. A lot of the authors. I mean, Colonel Bob Brown and all those guys. And I would read stories by these guys who were Vietnam veterans, and they talked about the hardware. They talked about the AR-15, and people were like, no, it's an M-16. It's like, calm down, untwist your panties, hippie. It was an AR-15 before it was an M-16. I felt like I had a pretty solid foundation in knowledge, and then I, became Marine and carried a 1911 A1 and, all that jazz. And, I was on an M60 gun team when I was on the Marine detachment. And so a lot of that stuff, though, has been lost. And people that are my kids' age, that's like talking about World War One or whatever, So we did, I decided to have some fun and I kind of cosplayed, I went out and I got period appropriate everything, the uniform, the load bearing gear. And we did a series discussing some of the weapons that were used during the Vietnam War, during that 10-year period. And we put it out, called it Saigon Report, and we put it on all of our socialist media stuff. We put it on our own personal channel, and then we put it on YouTube, and then we put it on Facebook, and, blah, blah, blah. And it's kind of weird how things are. I'm sure you know this. You might have a topic, you think, man, this is a hot topic. Everyone's going to be excited. Let's do it. And then you get crickets, And then there's other times, I don't know about you, but we'll put something out and I'll just do it as a lark. And we'll get 100,000 views on it. And I'm like, what?
It's hard to gauge what's going to be big and what isn't.
Oh, you can't. It's almost impossible to gauge what people want. Well, we put that out there and ironically enough or strangely enough, Facebook was our biggest draw. It was way over YouTube. And then we had, we had our own platform and we had the Jukesy thing. And then recently it caught fire on YouTube and we had some partners that worked with us. Brownells worked with us and Century Arms worked with us on the AKs and Spikes Tactical worked with us on the M79 Thumper. And, well, we put out a press release that the series had been viewed over 3 million times. Well, that's total for the 7 episodes combined. There's over 3 million views. And now that you and I are talking, it's actually over 6. It's actually about 7 million views of the series now.
Yeah, okay.
So it's I think it's a lot of fun. They're not really, they're 5 to 10 minutes max each video. And it's just something that information people might not know, or especially younger people.
Well, that doesn't surprise me with the younger people part, because the younger people don't really know too much of nothing, do they?
Well, that's true. They have every piece of information at their fingertips, and they know nothing. That's the crazy thing.
Indeed. I still got to work.
Information superhighway.
Yeah. I'm going to try to get to make a... So should I make a bug-out bag or a get-home bag? Which should it be?
Well, you know, yes and no, or both, or you know, whichever. And if you want to jump into that, are we close to a break? Is it? If we are, I
just
got off of.
No. We got about 4 minutes. Or no, we okay. got about 3 minutes.
Well, if we talk a little bit more, we'll only have two.
Indeed.
Well, yes. Yeah. So, well, you and I, last time we talked about the BBOB, the big bug out bag.
Right.
And I guess, and our premise was, if you, all of your stuff is at your house, why are you leaving your house? You know? And we asked ourselves, where are you going? You know, we posed that question to ourselves and to our audience. Okay, so you have a quote bug out bag or a get home bag or whatever. The first question you need to ask is, where am I going or where am I planning to go? And from a normal standpoint, I don't know if it's a normal, but whatever. The most common standpoint is, you people are like, oh, there's the power's out and so forth, and I'm going to grab my bag and I'm going to walk into the woods and build a log cabin or some crazy thing or something like that. But there are times when you would need to get out of your house and leave it behind. Even though it's not generally a great idea, there really are times. And, you know, one of the things we talked about was hurricanes, you know, or flooding. You know, it doesn't matter how much stuff's in your house. If the hurricane comes and it's going to put 5 feet of water in your living room, you probably should go. But there are other reasons. And after we come back from the break, we're going to talk about those other reasons.
I was in the middle of something yesterday. I went out. My son is about to start a new job, and the kind of pants that he wants are, you know, like black military style pants, BDU type pants. Mm-hmm. So I went to the Army Navy store and bought some proper cargo pocket pants, right? Not proper.
Yep.
And while we're there, all of a sudden coming blowing in was like this just supercell storm that just occurred. Now, it wasn't a big issue for me, but everybody was, I mean, there was a lot of flash flooding going on. This is why I drive a truck. I got that clearance. Threw it into four-wheel drive. I got home, but I mean, I was beat half to death with hailstones. And a lot of people were trying to take shelter like there was a hurricane coming in, parking underneath overpasses. And I was like, okay, what did they see that I didn't see? But then I realized in the back of my car, all I have in the back of my car is cold bags for when I go grocery shopping.
Mm.
So I'm thinking I need a get-home bag.
There you go.
So, you know,
there you go.
We need to talk about that. We need to talk about this book that you're talking about that is coming out and everything else, because that sounds like that's going to be very entertaining. So that's where we're going with the I just watched the trailer you sent me.
Yeah, the Black Autumn is the name of the book, and it's been out for a while. So, the dirty little secret that I was made aware of at Christmas time was that they were going to make it into a TV series, and we can talk about that whenever you want.
All right. Well, when is the series coming out, or is it out now?
No, the series isn't out yet. They just I think it was this week released the trailer. And so they're doing that strategic marketing program that
everybody does online. They're crowdsourcing, aren't they? They're funding. Yeah. Okay. I'm good with that. The professor, you can find his stuff at studentofthegun.com. That is a gateway to media. It is a gateway to trauma kits. It's a gateway to training. It's a gateway to a whole lot of stuff. studentofthegun.com. You can find him. He's on video. He's on audio. He writes. He's everywhere. One of the most ubiquitous personalities in the gun talker segment, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. Operations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one. And he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back, and I am talking with Paul Markle, student of the gun, and we've been talking about this video that they had out and all these other things and this series that's coming out, and just an experience I had yesterday. And so, like, with a get-home bag, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, the cool thing is, well, let's do a quick setup. The Black Autumn series, for those, and I'm sure a good percentage of your audience is already familiar with it, was written by my good friend, Jeff Kirkham, okay, who is a U.S. Army Special Forces retired veteran, and my other friend, Jason Ross. And the I know kind of the cool thing about that was Jeff gave me a manuscript to proof about 4 years ago, and it was titled Black Autumn. And so I was one of the few, first people to get a look at the book, and I was like, wow, this thing is going to be something. And it has turned into something. It really has turned into something. If you go to Amazon and you look up Black Autumn by Jeff Kirkham and Jason Ross, right now there's 10 freaking books in the series. So it's a lot. And it's not surprising that they're making it into a television series. And are you familiar with the series The Chosen?
I have heard of
Apostles?
It.
Well, it's the same production company. The same production company that did the very successful series, The Chosen, is doing this. And they're not calling it Black Autumn. They're calling it Homestead, which is interesting to me. But the whole Black Autumn thing and the Black Swan event, we talked about that a little bit off air. You're like, what is that? A Black Swan event might also be referred to as like a perfect storm. It's a situation that changes the world, whether it's the assassination of, you know, Archduke Ferdinand in Austria-Hungary, which, you know, ended up. The truth is, nobody knew or cared who that guy was, but that was the catalyst that started us down World War One, and what I don't know how many million people died in World War One just from that little thing. So a Black Autumn event could be anything. It could be a really bad storm on one coast, and it could be a financial crisis. It could be a collapse. It could be a banking collapse where people lose faith in the banking system. But that would never happen, would it, Bill?
Oh, no, never.
That would never happen. You know, how many times do we have to play this game in the United States where the banking system collapses, where people lose faith in the banks. So a Black Swan event could be any kind of a life-changing or a world-altering event, you know, whether it's a nuclear strike. I mean, let's be honest with ourselves. If a nuclear weapon went off, not in America, not in the United States, but anywhere on planet Earth, anywhere.
Right.
You know, what do you think the reaction of the normies around you would be? As soon as it hit CNN, as soon as it hit their phone,
they would think it was coming for them.
They would freak,
yeah.
Right? And the vast majority of them are not prepared. And so they would do what scared normies do. They would flood the gas stations and flood the Walmarts and flood the freaking, you know, they'd flood the freaking grocery stores. And buy everything they could, max their credit cards out for toilet paper or whatever. Like, if it wasn't here, I mean, I think we can be honestly believe that that's very, you know, I mean, look what happened. We get the China flu and people, you know, buy out Walmart from toilet paper in a week time. It's crazy. So you can throw that in, I would suggest throw that into your show notes or whatever so that people can watch it. But it's an interesting teaser. And one of the things that you and I talked about last time with the big bug out bag is we need to ask ourselves, where are we going and why are we leaving our home? You know? And we talked about, well, maybe it's a flood, maybe it's a hurricane, whatever. Or maybe your house catches on fire and you got to get out. But,
right.
You know, depending on the situation, it might be a better idea just to stay home, because hauling a lot of stuff, you know, if you went to your emergency cupboard right now and looked at all your canned goods and 5 gallon containers of water and what have you, that's a lot of stuff to pick up, load, and move. You know, how long is it going to take you to load it? How long is it going to take you to move it? Do you have enough people and strength to actually move all that stuff?
Yeah.
You know, the answer might be no.
Probably going to be no, yeah.
Yeah, but in the beginning of the Homestead or the Black Autumn, and like I said, a lot of your readers or your listeners have already read the books, but there's two things. There's an overseas attack on oil production, and then there's a terroristic nuclear weapon that goes off the coast of California. And that obviously, it creates an electromagnetic pulse and it creates a radioactive fallout and so on and so forth. And in the teaser, it shows people in California where you shouldn't live anyway. I mean, if you're living there, you're wrong.
Right.
The mom says, go grab that bug out bag that Uncle Jim sent us because we need to leave now. Now, a situation like that, I'm not going to argue with it at all, because if you're living in a major metropolitan area, you know, Yeager used to say, if your city is big enough to have a traffic copter, it's too big. Really. If your city has the Channel 2, Channel 4, whatever, live on your side traffic copter, you're living in too big of a city.
Right.
Our thing is HOV lane. If you're living in an area that has an HOV lane, there's too many people there, and you're in danger because you are surrounded by parasites. If your listeners don't like hearing that, it's just too damn bad. But you're surrounded by people who take, and don't produce.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think that my listeners would disagree with you on that one.
They're two-legged parasites.
Yeah. She gets into, but in that little trailer, though, she gets into a Tesla, which I think would be a very dangerous car to be relying on if you're in the middle of an electromagnetic side effect. And it shows the parking lot that is the highways out there. If you're going to egress, you need to find a method to get out of wherever it is you're going. You need to find a method to get there in an expeditious manner, not especially being in a, can you imagine being in an electric car in the parking lot that is these evacuation highways, and then you run out of a charge? Then what? Now what?
Oh, yeah, you're boned. Oh, yeah, electric cars are for retards anyway. But,
hang on right there, if you will. We're coming up on the next break. That was funny. Paul is the creative mind behind Student of the Gun. He and Zach and Jared and everybody associated with Student of the Gun, they have turned this into a media sensation. When you go to studentofthegun.com, it is the hub by which you can find all things that they are involved in, and you'd be surprised how many things they're involved in. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. The U.S. is dealing with a surge of migrants crossing the southern border today, the end of Title 42. The COVID-era policy allowed for migrants to be quickly turned back. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says challenges at the U.S.-Mexico border are due to Congress's inaction on immigration reform.
It is also the result of Congress's decision not to provide us with the resources we need and that we requested.
Some officials in border cities say they are overwhelmed with the new surge, and cities across the U.S. are preparing for the migrant influx. Today marks the formal end of the COVID-19 public health emergency. Mobile testing sites in New York City will be going away. At-home test kits will still be available, but in some cases, a doctor's visit may be required. The latest Walking Dead spinoff debuts on June 18th. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking with Paul Markle, having it's sort of a roundabout talk because we're talking about getting out versus bugging in. See, I'm not going to bug out. I want to get back to my little home base, my little sinecure, because I'm not going to try to move all the stuff that I have. So I need to figure out what are the things I need to have on hand with me if mankind starts to, because I got to see it yesterday when the people were parking and coming off the road and everything. Yeah, there was water on the road. Okay, so you get to where there isn't water on the road, you go that way. But they were just pulling off and just stopped moving. I was like, oh my God. So I mean, the issue here is not. And do I have the skill set to get back? I do. I have the skill set, and more importantly, I have the vehicle. That goes a long way. So in that event, I did manage to get back, despite all the stupidity that I was surrounded with. However, it could come down to something where I may need a hand besides my skill at driving a vehicle.
Yeah.
I may need some stuff. So I'm just curious as to what you would recommend for a get-home bag.
Well, yeah, you want something that you don't want to. Your primary thought shouldn't be, well, if there's a problem, the first thing I'm going to do is go to the Maverick station, go to the Shell station, go to the, you know. If your first thought is, well, I'll drive immediately to Walmart, you're going to be greeted by 10,000 panic normies.
Right.
And you don't want to be in that. That's not where you want to be. Let the other people do the panic buying, you know. You should have cash. You should have some cash, you know, stashed in your car, whether it's in an envelope taped under the console or whatever. I had a situation where I was coming through the mountains last week. And out here in the West, your gas gauge is not a suggestion. You know, you need to pay attention to that crap because there are areas where you could quite literally go 45 to 50 miles between gas stations, between fuel ups. And they're not joking. And the thing is, if you run out of gas, you're just out on the edge of the road hoping somebody's going to come by. But I stopped at a in a small town in the mountains to get gas, and I walked in, used the restroom, walked to the counter, and she said, "Our credit card processing is down. We're only taking cash." I was like, "Well, rock on. Give me 30 on pump 7. And she said, "All right, there we go. Bing, bang, boom." But how many people do you know that habitually don't carry cash? And then if you're like, "Oh, it's okay. I use my Apple Pay." Like, okay, Mr. Apple Pay. Like, that's the same. It's the same situation. If they can't process payment, electrical payment, then you ain't getting gas. You know, just simple stuff like that. I'm not telling you to keep $5,000 in your car, but I mean, $20 of gas, even at today's crappy prices, is still going to get you down the road.
Right.
You know, things of that nature. Obviously, you want to have some self-defense tools, and that should go without saying. You should have traumatic medical gear. That goes without saying. You should be able to stop a traumatic or stopgap a traumatic injury. Because the, you know, the truth of the matter is, if everybody's panicking, I was the popo for a while there, and I know a little bit about emergency services. And let me tell you what, there aren't extra. The idea that, well, like, remember the Laurel and Hardy Babes in Toyland? You remember that?
Yes.
And so when they, and they screwed up, instead of making 600 1-foot soldiers, they made 100 6-foot toy soldiers. Remember that? Well, it turned out they needed them, right? So they went to the closet, or the, you know, the warehouse, and they just stuck the giant keys in their backs and they wound them up. Well, people have this illusion that there are extra EMTs and firemen and policemen and sheriff's deputies. And there's like hundreds of them just sitting around playing cards or something. And then when the crisis hit, they send them all out. Brothers and sisters, that is not the case. There are no extra cops. They have the exact number of cops that they need based on their number of calls, on the number of calls they get per year. And that's, I mean, they don't pay cops just sit around. And the truth is, in the United States of America right now, they can't hardly get in anyway. I'll give you a great example. A good friend of mine is a captain of a sheriff's department. So he oversees the road, you know, and all that, and all the road deputies. And he got a call from one of their local Christian schools that said they wanted to contract sheriff's deputies to come and be security at their school. And he said, "I had to tell him, I don't have extra people. I can barely cover the shifts and requirements that I have now." He said, "The people have this weird notion that we have extra cops or extra EMTs or extra firemen, you know. When the crisis hits, what you, the small number that you have, they're going to be busy. Do you not, if your first plan is, well, I'll wait, I'll call 911, they'll come and rescue me, it's going to be a triage situation, and chances are they're not coming. And if they do, it's going to be a while."
Yeah.
So you got to keep that in mind. You know, you, like, could I, you know, it, everybody, you know, our magical idiot boxes that we carry around in our pockets, they're like, "Well, I have my phone." All right.
Magical idiot boxes.
You're going to clone an EMT with your phone? You're going to 3D print one with your phone? Because if there's a genuine crisis, they're going to be preoccupied long before you dial the phone. And they'll come eventually, but it ain't coming right now. Well, you got to figure out what you're going to do.
Yeah, the other thing is that most people, when they find something that is going sideways all of a sudden, they're not the first ones to find it out. Everything's already in motion. So when they start calling the cops are already, whatever it is they're doing, they're already doing it wherever they can do it. And they're not going to be, it's just like when the L.A. riots happened. There's just not enough of them, so they pulled back.
Yeah. Or when any of the riots of 2020, you know. They were busy protecting their own freaking headquarters and government buildings and stuff. Sorry, but your stuff's just going to burn down. That's what's going to happen. You better be ready to be a rooftop Korean. If you don't know what a rooftop Korean is, well, you should familiarize yourself.
Indeed.
So, yeah, that's step one. Is you need to look at that bag and say, all right, what am I going to put in here that's going to allow me to be self-sufficient and not have to rely on 911? I mean, it's nice that it's there, but let's face facts. In a real, you know, like, by the time you get on the phone and call the popo or the 911, they're like, that's a cool story, homeboy, but you're like the 18th person to call. So get in line. That's the really real world.
You better be in a position to make some decisive choices, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, we're coming up on the next break, and we're talking to the professor, that being Paul Markle of Student of the Gun. Student of the Gun is a, well, it's a lot of things. It's a training center where you can learn how to train more effectively with your weapon, where you can train more economically with your weapon. Various ways, various things, various means. The other is, there's a lot of stuff you can buy, like blowout kits. They have blowout kits there. And the media, so many media offerings to steer you in the right direction. So that's why you go to studentofthegun.com. Go check out the store. Go check out the media. Check out all the stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. We've been talking about a video they put up that actually did better than you thought it was going to do, and I guess it's going to stay up for a while, and it'll just keep on doing better. Is it monetized?
Oh yeah. Kind of. But you know how YouTube is. YouTube's like, yeah, they figured out that we were making money a long time ago, and they throttled that crap back hard. But. No, I mean, it's good. It's a fun series. It's called The Saigon Report, and there's seven separate videos, and in each one, we focus on a different firearm that was used during the Vietnam War era. I think so many things have changed in our world that we just assume, like, for instance, we assume that the use of polymers and high strength aluminum and so forth just always been a thing, but it hasn't. You know, it wasn't actually till the 1960s. And, you know, Gene Stoner said, what if we used, you know, aircraft grade aluminum? What if we did that? Then wouldn't that lighten up the gun and it would still be strong enough for battle purposes? And, you know, even in the 80s when I was in the Marine Corps, we still had people poo-pooing plastic stocks, and they're like, that's a plastic stock, it'll never last. It's like, yeah, okay, whatever, homeboy. The fact is, you know, it's been 50 years, and there's still people out there, although there's very, very few now that are left that are like, oh, you know, I heard in 1965 that I know the stories, but it's been 50 years. And the M4 is a very highly evolved, and there's more of them in the United States than there ever has been. So, yeah, we had a good time with that, and I suggest, you know, whatever your favorite thing is, whether it's Fascist Book or whether it's YouTube or whether you're following us on Jukesy.com or, you know, if you just want to go to, you know, studentofthegun.com and start looking up, you know, searching the Saigon Report, it's there. And we had a great time doing it.
So, while we have recapped that, the other thing that I need to recap before we go, because I need to go put one of these things together. I found out how bad yesterday is. Like, do you have at studentofthegun.com, do you have like a recommended list of things that you would find useful in a get home bag?
Well, yeah, I mean, we kind of, a bit yes, a bit no. If you go to shop SOTG, that's shopsotg.com. right now, did you know, Bill, that the month of May is officially it's the National Stop the Bleed Month. And because it is the National Stop the Bleed Month, what Zachary did, because he's righteous like that, is he put all of the kits on sale for the month of May.
Hmm.
So that's a pretty cool thing.
Indeed.
Pretty cool thing. Oh, man, we sold out of the Boo Boo books. I just saw that. Yeah, we got a book called Beyond the Boo Boo that's all about traumatic medical training for citizens, and looks like we're going to have to hit the printer up and get some more of them.
I think I have that.
I've got that.
Beyond the Boo Boo.
I know.
Yeah. That one is actually one that I understand. Some of the stuff, like, I've actually been looking at the other books, and when I have a moment and I'm sitting there trying to bring my 1980s military mindset into line with what generation would we call ground movement today? What would we call this? Is this fifth?
Oh, I don't know.
Just what we're doing today. What's been proven to work?
Yeah. We've come a long way, baby. We really have, you know, from basically a warmed over Red Cross first aid, family first aid kit or course to legitimate traumatic first aid, you know, legitimate trauma training with the TCCC program. And the book, if you get the book, you're like, well, what should I have and why should I have it? Well, that's exactly what the book's about. The Beyond the Boo Boo book is, since our store is out, I'll tell you guys a little secret. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. I get paid either way. So it's cool. But, the Beyond the Boo Boo book, that tells you not only what you should have, but why you should have it.
Right.
When it comes to traumatic first aid. But in your kit, if you want a get home kit, it needs to be something where you can use to stop a bleeding injury, you know, repair yourself, stopgap a bad injury. Cause if it is a crisis, everybody else is involved in it. It's not just you. And you should have some cash because, you know, like I said, I just ran into that and it wasn't a crisis. It was just like a normal everyday thing. They're like, hey man, we can't process cards. So cash only if you want fuel. And if you need fuel and you got no cash, you're just SOL, you know. I guess you could trade them your Rolex or something for a tank of cash. But, you know, and of course you want self-defense tools on you. You should have a serious flashlight, a serious reliable flashlight. You know, you should have, I always have something lethal, bright, sharp, and medical on me all the time when I step out of the front door. And we've talked about that, right? Lethal, sharp, bright, and medical. That's the fundamental four.
Lethal.
You shouldn't leave your house without it.
Sharp, bright, and medical.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, lethal, sharp, bright, and medical.
I can remember that.
Fundamental four. Yep, don't walk out your front door. Don't leave your house without those things on your body.
So I want to ask you a question, but in the little time we have left here, we got about 2.5 minutes. So I just, you know, I do YouTube videos with gun reviews and everything else when I get the guns. And most of the time I'm buying the guns so I don't have a bunch of people just sending me a bunch of guns to review. And the other day I decided to revisit two guns, an FN-509 and the Walther PDP. Now I found out I like both of them. I compared them to a single action Chambers pistol that was worth $10,000. And of course both of them came up lacking. So I got rid of them and then I got them back. But then I took the FN-509 out and I shot it against a Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0. And I was actually doing a drill with it. I wasn't just getting out there and holding the gun and shooting it. I was actually drawing from concealment and aiming at a head target, right? I discovered, quite to my amazement, that with the FN-509, I'm quite good with that gun.
Well, there you go.
Have you ever had that? Have you ever had that moment where you're sitting there going, "Well, I thought I'd settled. I thought I decided this was gonna what I was gonna do," and then you shoot something, and that you were just thinking, "Oh, this is pretty solid, but it's not something I would, you know."
Oh yeah, every once in a while you get a surprise like that. I tell you, what's really good is those the Century Mete, the M-E-T-E Mete, or
you mean the Canic?
Mete, yeah, the Canic that Century's bringing in. Really well designed and a little tiny. They just made some little small adjustments here and there that if you really weren't paying attention, you wouldn't notice. But then when you realize it, you're like, oh, I see.
I tried a TP Combat Elite, and I didn't like the there was something in the geometry I just didn't like. It just seemed like it was way too snappy to me. And maybe it was because of the grip, or maybe it's just my hands or something. So I want to try the Mate, because I've heard crazy good things about it. And I will end up trying that. But I kind of think when I found out that I could shoot this FN-509 as well as I did, I had the very basis model of the FN-509, and I had this M&P 2.0, and I went to my guy, and I traded both of them in on a FN-509 Tactical with the better sights and the better trigger, right? It's got some stuff on it that's sort of frivolous for me, but, you know, other than that, it's tactical. And it has big magazines. Everybody loves big magazines that stick out. When I stick one of the tactical magazines in, it looks like a boomerang. But now I'm going to take that out and shoot it. If I can shoot it as good as I shot the other gun, I am home.
That
means buying more mag, getting the holster. This will be part of my get home strategy and everything else. The student of the gun, studentofthegun.com. This is where you would find everything that Mr. Markle does. Some of the things, his bluntness is so refreshing. It's not outrageous. It's funny, but all of it is genuine. All of it is true. He's never said anything that was not factual. And not based on his fact or my truth or his truth. Just that's the way it is, Jack. There's just no other denying it. And that's the refreshing part. I always have a good time when you come on. Even when we don't talk about nothing. So thank you for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.